want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It's Monday. Welcome to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island. We want to thank you for joining the Refresh Radio program today right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. Three different times a day does this program air, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening here on WMIE. It also airs at 10:30 of a morning over on WWBC 1510 AM. There are also three FM frequencies that reach throughout different parts of the county. So there's 94.7 FM in part of the county, 99.9 FM in another part, and 100.7 FM in yet a different part of the county. And so you can always catch our program there. You can also listen live on the TuneIn app or WMIEFM.com. Back during Christmas, I was doing some research because there's some programs that we rebroadcast, and I noticed that there was some problems with the archived listen on demand feature, and so hopefully those are straightened out or getting straightened out. So you pretty much kind of have to get it when you can get it right now, as far as 8:30, 10:30, and 5 p.m. And we do want to thank you for listening. Want to say thanks also today to the folks at Wyrick Air, Dennis and Carla and their team. Dennis pastors a church in Geneva here in Central Florida. It's off of State Road 46 before you get to Orlando. And he's a great, great brother. He's also very good at air conditioning, heating, and electrical. Really, really good. Wyrick Air's got decades of experience, 5 decades of experience to be exact. They've been in business for over 50 years. They conduct their business professionally. They provide sales, service, and repairs. They work primarily in residential settings, but also some light commercial settings for their customers. They even provide emergency service when necessary. Their goal is to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. So if you're looking for a qualified, experienced company to service your air conditioner or your electrical problems, you don't have to, you know, call Orlando. We've got a great provider right here in Rockledge, Florida, that they service all throughout Brevard County from the north all the way down to the south. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. They may be just the resource you're looking for. Their license number is CAC 182-1309, and we thank them for their support of the Refresh Radio program. So last week, I spent the whole week sharing why 2026. I didn't get all the way through that, so I'm going to take you back to Acts chapter 17 today, and I will read verses 26 through verse number 34, and then we will see if we can wrap this up today. So it says, "And he, God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings." I'll just interject here. God says he's the one that causes nations to rise and causes nations to fall. So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man, capital M, whom he has ordained, that would be Jesus. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him, Jesus, from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." So Paul departed from among them. However, some men joined him and believed among them, Dionysius, the Areopagite, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. So Paul found himself in Athens, and he was, you know, walking around the city. He was observing. By the way, that was one of my favorite things to do when I worked in retail. I had a storefront in a mall, and when I did not have customers, when I did not have anything necessarily pressing for my attention, I stood at the entrance and I watched people. I just watched them. I find people fascinating. And so Paul looks around and he notices all of the idolatry, that it's a city given over to idolatry. There were idols everywhere. That means there was demonic activity everywhere. And so he begins to share, upon their invitation, the God that he knows that they worship, but they don't have any knowledge of him. So we've talked about that God has determined that we are to be alive in 2026. That means you are here by divine placement. And that he determines our boundaries. That means that wherever we are at right at this moment, it's not by accident, but it is by God's placement. The purpose of that is so that we will seek him, so that we will reach out for him and find him. This is just a little bit of a recap. Because in him we live and move and have our being. So if we are going to want to minister or move in the power of God and in the presence of God, we've got to daily be reaching out, looking for what God is doing in our midst, reaching out for God, pressing on to lay hold of that for which he took hold of us, so that we can find him. Finding God's presence in each and every day will set that day up to be a glorious victory that will impact us as well as those around us. Our identity is this, that in Christ we live. So while other people in society are trying to identify themselves by their wealth or their position or their power or their gender or whatever it might be that they're trying to identify themselves, believers are not so inclined. We recognize our identity is we are in Christ. Praise the Lord. In him we live, we move, we have our being, and in him we discover family. We are the family of God. It says here that we are his offspring. So in the passages we read today, Paul tells the Athenians that there have been times of ignorance in the past where people who did not know God created or attempted to create God in their image, and all of those efforts have fallen short. And the good news is, it says here, that God has overlooked that. It wasn't that he was endorsing it. It wasn't that he was in favor of it. It's just that God's been merciful. So over the last 5 years, there's been a lot of things that I have learned. And I said, man, you know what? I wish I had known. I wish I had known that truth earlier in my life. There are some things that I wish I'd known about marriage earlier in my marriage. I could have been a better husband. There are some things I wish I could have known earlier about parenting. I would have been a better parent. There are some things I wish I knew about finances much earlier in life. My financial life would have looked a lot different. Well, the same is true about God. When we come to know God in as to who he is, and I've shared some of those with you, we realize that God is way bigger than what we could possibly be. He is uncontainable, uncontrollable. He operates by his own dictates. He will not deny his nature. So whatever you are facing in life right now, please understand that the infinite God is so much greater than what we can comprehend. But it doesn't mean that we stop pursuing or stop reaching or stop learning. Be a lifelong learner. Be a lifelong learner about God. That would be truly glorious. So we are his offspring. That means we have family. So when we first came to Florida, my wife and I did not know one single solitary person. I knew the name of the boss that I was supposed to report to for the company that had transferred me. That was it. We went to the house of God and we discovered spiritual family, relationships that we've had for over 30 years now. Over 35 years, actually. People who are still very dear to us. Some have been promoted to heaven. Some have moved out of the area. But when you come to church, you ought to find a family of believers, people that you can identify with, because God said he made everybody out of one blood, and he is the Father. He is the common denominator. He's not the least common denominator. He's the greatest common denominator, because our sins have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are now adopted into the household of God. So in 2026, we've got a couple of responses that we need to make. First of all, we have the response to repent. Some people don't believe that you ought to be telling people they need to repent. There are some teachers that I've heard about through the years in different parts of the country that you should never tell a person that they was wrong, that they were wrong. Just made a verbal mistake there. I'm not of that mindset. I don't want to affirm someone who's come to the wrong conclusion. And I've told you about one of my favorite math teachers, where I thought I'd found an error in the textbook and she found an error in my math. It didn't take her long. And, you know, for me, and I got A's in math, so this was not a common mistake for me. I can still tell you what it was. She looked at my math problem and she said 8 times 7 is 56. It's not 63. And she identified it just that quickly, because you had to show your work and all that sort of stuff. Well, if we come to the realization that we have operated in ignorance, or sometimes we have operated in rebellion against God, then we realize the primary blessing from God is that we have the opportunity to repent. Repent is a repenting of, and it is a repenting to. It is a change of direction. It is not just a change of direction in movement. It is a change of direction in foundation. What I mean by that is we are shifting from an immoral foundation to a moral foundation. When Jesus forgives us of our sin, he doesn't do so we can just go right back to the pit and wallow in the mud, so that we can go and feed on the things that made us spiritually contaminated in the first place. The Bible talks about a dog returning to its own vomit. That's disgusting, and I don't want to have anything to do with it. So repentance is, God, I'm not only sorry I got caught, I'm sorry I embraced deception over truth. I'm sorry that I pursued ungodly things that violated our covenant relationship. God, I'm sorry for neglecting your word and believing a holy and adequate word instead. I'm sorry for rebelling against you. And when that happens, God not only changes our foundation, he changes our heart, he changes our mind, he changes our speech, he changes our actions, and he changes our inclinations. How are we inclined? And so we had some poinsettias that we had at Christmas time, and we have some planters outside, and I would put them in the planters, and I would come back and I would find them out of the planters. And I was like, who keeps moving? I finally had a conversation with the person, and they were moving them out of the planters because there are things that are growing underneath that we want to grow there. We just didn't, they're just not going to be visible for a few months. And I said, well, I wasn't trying to kill what was underneath, but I wanted something in there. And the thing about it was, what would catch my attention is the way that the plants would be leaning. I wanted to position them to where they would grow the direction they were supposed to grow. There are two schools of thought. One is that men are inherently good, and given the right opportunities, that it will be seen that everybody is good. I want you to know that I have not found that to be true. The other is that man, in his fallen nature, since Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, has been inherently evil, in need of a savior. And even though there may be varying degrees of depravity, that without Jesus, each and every one of us is going to miss the mark with God completely and totally. Thanks be to God who Jesus always leads us in triumphal procession. So repentance is not a thing to be avoided. Repentance is a thing to be embraced. I had a conversation one time with a person who had a John Wayne type mindset, and that was this: never apologize. It's a sign of weakness. Literally, that was what they said. Apologizing is a sign of weakness. And my response was, actually, apologizing is a sign of strength. And there weren't much words shared after that, I remember the startled look that the person had on their face, because it was so opposite of what they had grown up, been trained when they grew up to believe. Well, repentance is not just repenting from the evil that we've done, but it is about repenting or changing direction to pursue the things that God wants us to. Most sinners that I've known throughout my life, and I mean every person I met is a sinner or a forgiven sinner, but most sinners I knew were really good at it. Some of them were professionals, and they ran hard after sin. And my belief is that because of the gracious sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we ought to run even harder towards the things of God than we ran from God and all that he wanted for us. So our personal response in 2026 should be repenting of everything that was not of God and that's entrenched in our life, and replacing that with a godly foundation, a godly inclination, godly thoughts, godly communication coming out of our mouth. I'm just going to make a personal confession. It grieves my spirit when I hear professing believers using profane language. And a lot of them think that there is nothing wrong with it, that it's just the language of the day and all of that. And I will tell you, I believe that the language that comes out of our mouth should be language that edifies spiritually, edifies emotionally, edifies intellectually. It should not be language that tears other people down. So we also have a personal responsibility in 2026. We've already talked about this to some extent. It was back up in verse number 23, I believe it is, where it says, to the unknown God, therefore the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. I pray that you have an addiction in 2026. And that is that you're addicted to knowing God. I pray that your goal is to know him better than you've ever known him. Because the more you know him, the more you're going to want to know about him. The more you know him, the more time you're going to want to spend with him. And the better we know someone, the better we can communicate with other people about who God is versus what society is trying to limit God into being. Again, God is infinite. He is infinitely holy. He's infinitely powerful. He's infinitely compassionate and merciful. But he is also the infinite judge. He judges in perfection. So we need to know him so that we can make him known. The Bible says that we're supposed to live our life in such a way that if there is a false accusation that is made against us, that the people who know us should have an automatic response that says, no, that's not true because I know that person and I know that's not true. Unfortunately, there are too many instances where people have kept others at arm length so that they did not have the darkness of their own spiritual reality become common knowledge among other people. And so anytime someone keeps another person at a distance, that can be a flashing yellow light. That can be a warning sign. But the reality of who we are should be known by other people around us. And our relationship with God should be like that. There are so many spiritual voices that are flooding social media, TikTok and YouTube and all of that. And you need to know, you might want to research some of those voices to find out if what they are saying is actually true about God. Because there are churches that don't even believe in the God of the Bible. They have a cross, they have a Christian heritage, but they have abandoned scriptural truth and tried to harmonize the Bible with modern culture and modern belief systems that do not align with the Word of God. And they go, they create an audience, they create a following, and the next thing you know, people are believing things about God that are not true. That's not what we're looking for. So thank you for listening. Not that I am the greatest voice of spiritual authority, but the things that I share with you, they're real life and they're real scripture. If there's something I believe that doesn't line up with the Word of God, I'm going to change what I believe to line up with the Word of God. I'm not going to change the Word of God to fit what I believe. And so now we have this necessary step, and that is there needs to be a plan. There needs to be a vision, a strategy. So I'd like to ask you to pray about, God, what strategy would you have me to put into place in my life in 2026 so that I will seek you where I'm at? I won't complain about the situation and the circumstances. Instead, I'm going to be looking for you right here in the midst of my problems and in the midst of my victories. I'm going to look for you on the throne. I'm going to lift my eyes up. I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to reach out for you, and I'm going to find you. You may need to write in your devotional, this is what my strategy for 2026 is, because I want to know God better at the end of the year than I do now. What is our movement in Christ look like? Because it ought to resemble that which Jesus had. The scripture says that Jesus delighted and desired to do the Father's will, no matter how inconvenient, no matter how uncomfortable. His desire and his delight was to do the Father's will. And so Jesus said, the things that I do are the things that I see my Father doing. The things that I speak are the things that I hear my Father doing, or I hear my Father speaking. I pray that all of us will have a goal to move in Christ and move closer to what God had created us to be, that you and I will think and act in a way that is pleasing and acceptable to God. And I pray that all of us will be soul winners in 2026, because we know who God is. We know people need the Lord, and we want to make him known. God bless you. You have a fantastic Monday, and we will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.